A good off season is any off season that you come back refreshed, energized, and ready to come and attack another season. I've been staying in Cleveland, hanging out at the facility, working out, doing some yoga, and a little bit of a vacation every now and then. Primarily when I was younger, I didn't really do much in the off season because I needed more mental break than anything. But now that I'm a little bit older and I don't get quite as burned out during a season, I actually do work out a lot more in the off season and I try to stay in shape. I was really lucky because I think my third year in the NFL, the head coach that we had at the time introduced yoga to the whole team and made it mandatory in the off season. He brought in the girls from Inner Bliss to teach yoga to the whole team. And from that point, I just kind of fell in love with the practice and started practicing yoga actually off-site, outside of Berea in the Inner Bliss studios. Just kind of fell in love with it and really made it an integral part of my off-season training. It's just kind of a way to heal my body and heal my mind after a tough season and get me ready mentally and physically for another season. There's a lot of things that I like about yoga, but one thing I really like about it is it kind of challenges you in different ways than on a football field. Primarily, you're doing things that, because you're a heavier person, make it really difficult and challenging to hold certain poses. And I think you work different muscles and different parts of your body than you do on the football field, and you kind of build a balance within your body that sometimes you lose during a football season when you're doing certain repetitive motions. Classes are a lot of fun because they're just totally different than football practice. You know, football, you're running around with a bunch of fat, sweaty guys bumping into each other. And in a yoga class, you got fun music and you've got all different ages of people. You've got guys, you've got girls, you've got old men, you've got young men. And it's just totally different than what you get during the season. And so that kind of diversity and that freshness of a perspective on a workout, I think is really good for your brain, especially when you start getting up there to the double digits of a professional career.
Breathe in, open your mouth.
You know, to try to maintain longevity in the NFL, it's always important for me to kind of lose a few pounds in the off season to be a little bit lighter, because every extra pound that you're carrying around of fat is multiplied weight on your joints, and your joints are kind of your lifeline to career success in the NFL. So you want to take care of your body and your joints as much as you can. And I think it is prudent to try to be as light as you can in the off season. And then as the season comes up, kind of ramp your weight back up to more of a playing weight. Thank you guys so much for coming today and populating the class while I'm not practicing by myself. I do appreciate that, and I hope to see all you guys at the regularly scheduled practices. And Tammy, thank you for accommodating us and letting us come in and do a special class. So thanks again.